Hi and welcome to the second in 5 Discovery Real-Time Essential Fishing Skills series with me, Matt Hayes. Now, this is the second, as I say, in a series of 5 podcasts exclusive to Discovery Real-Time, and my job's to guide you through the 5 core skills of angling. Last time around, we looked at the kit that you need and how to set it up. This time around, we'll actually be taking the plunge and starting to do some fishing, so stay tuned. Now, the other thing is that one of my tasks with this particular series is to guide beginners and people who are fairly new to fishing through the sport. And to help me do that, I've got 2 of my fishing mates with me. I've got Ed Brown from Furness Mill Fishery, one of the most successful commercial fisheries in the country. And I've also got Stuart Allam, another old friend of mine. We go back many, many years. We fish together all over the place. And our job really is to talk today about the actual fishing side of things. We've talked about what kit you need to buy. Well, what about actually casting out? Because this is one of the fundamental skills of angling, isn't it, chaps? And I mean, I don't know what you think. The modern technological side of things, you've even got things like bait boats appearing in fishing, which I personally would love to torpedo. I just think that casting out is angling's most core skill, isn't it?
Absolutely, Matt. And of course, when a beginner starts, if he looks at the sort of gear that's on sale today, you pick up a fixed spool reel, for example, which is the sort of reel most people go fishing with. And it's quite a complicated looking machine. And initially you can get into all sorts of trouble without a little bit of instruction. It's actually a very simple thing to use if you've got it properly set up, which means that the line must be level with the top of the spool and your casting technique must be the correct one. It's quite easy to do, but it's useful if you've had a little bit of instruction.
Now, the other thing I should say here at this point is that we're going to try and avoid being technical. But remember, if you want to brush up on any of the information we give you here and add to it, we've got a website and it's accessed at realtimetv.co.uk/fishing. Now, what you'll find on there are all sorts of things. You'll find some very useful hints and tips about fishing. You'll also find details about our various competitions and prizes, which we're going to be coming up to a little bit later in this program. So don't forget to check out the website because it is useful backup info. Getting back to this casting out thing, I think Stuart is absolutely right. It is a technique-based thing, Ed, but you run a busy commercial fishery. I mean, how good are people at casting out?
I do see some pretty poor examples of people casting. You know, they make sort of mistakes by releasing the line, which we sort of trap with our finger on the forward motion of casting. They'll let that go when the rod's too high and the float will drop down by their feet. They'll let it go too late and it will sort of crash into the water. And it's once you get the timing, it's so simple.
I mean, this is the thing, you see. You can always tell when someone's not casting well because it's whipping the pig, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you hear this of the rod and the float, as Ed says, sort of shoots up in the air about 30 feet and then lands about 5 feet from the bank or even on it. Casting is... It's a skill, but it's basically... It's timing, Stu, isn't it? It's not brute force. I mean, you've been casting out for... a long time.
A long time, yes. We'll go into that.
Now you're doing it from your bath chair.
But, absolutely.
It's something that you develop a feel for, isn't it? There's no substitute actually for practice, is
there? No, there isn't. And there's no need to think you've got to cast to the horizon straight away. One thing that anyone can do if they're just starting out with a new rod and reel is perhaps just go into the back garden, if you've got a garden, or go down to the local recreation ground and just put a normal lead weight on the end of the line, pick a mark, or even put a hula hoop or something down, or
bucket
or something on the ground, and just try casting into that from a short distance away, say 20 feet away. You'll see that sort of thing done at a lot of casting displays at the country shows, if you ever go to them. That's the way it's done there, and you can mimic that in your own garden.
Well, one thing I should say is be a little bit careful with lead weights, because people walking through the park, you've got to be might, but you could put a float on and do it quite safely, couldn't you? I mean, that wouldn't...
Don't need anything heavy, just enough to give you the right sort of casting action. You're only trying to get probably 20 feet or so initially. If you can hit the mark, say 20 feet off the end of the rod with reasonable consistency, after a few hours practice, then that'll stand you in very good stead for later on when you're trying to actually, you know, use it at those skills at a fishery.
I think you've made a very important point there, and this is one that Ed might like to comment on. You don't have to cast a long way to catch fish, do you?
No, absolutely. On our fishery, a lot of the fish get caught within a couple of feet of the bank, to be honest. You know, the fish come in there, people have spilt bait, they're used to feeding around the margins, it's very rich pickings for them, and they're under your feet a lot of the time. So, no, you don't need to cast a long way.
It's more important, perhaps, to fish accurately. Now, in a short time, I'm going to be showing you how to cast a float, because we're here at the moment at the Watermark Fishery and there's a lake just outside. I'm gagging to go out and do this. But anyway, just before we do that, of course, before I go fishing, before you guys go fishing, we've got to have a rod licence. So, Stuart, what's the law in this country?
You're right there, Matt. Under the Salmon and Freshwater Fisheries Act, before you commence fishing anywhere in the United Kingdom, you need to purchase an Environment Agency rod licence, which you can obtain from your post office. Now, those, for an adult, that would cost £24. That's for a course fishing rod licence. There are concessionary terms, of course, for younger anglers and for old age pensioners.
Yeah, and if you're under 12, you don't need a rod licence, but everybody else does. There are some cheaper if you're retired, for example. Now, if you want to find out more about this, and for all of those of you who are from the modern age and like Stuart Hallam, who has failed to mention the internet, I cannot believe it. At realtimetv.co.uk/fishing, which is our website, you will find a very comprehensive guide to over 3,000 fishing locations in the UK. And not only that, but you will also find a link to the Environment Agency's own website, at which you can buy a fishing licence, Stuart. You can actually buy fishing licences.
It'll save me queuing up, won't it?
Online. It will save you queuing up. But I guess you could get your pension at the same time. But I think you can even get that on the internet now, so that's good news for you, mate. So basically, you need to have a rod licence. You'll find details on the Environment Agency's website. As I say, check out the link via our website. But that doesn't necessarily mean, Ed, just because you've got a rod licence, that you can fish where you want, does it?
No, it's not always the case. No, if you come into a commercial water, then there's usually a small charge to fish. Well, there will be a small charge to fish. That's how we make our money. There are other stretches of water in towns and cities where you've got public access, which you can go and fish for nothing. All you need is your national rod licence.
Now, that's an interesting one. I mean, Stu, you do quite a lot of fishing around London because you come from the south. I mean, I think a lot of people who think of the Thames think there's nothing in it, but actually it's a really good fishery,
isn't it? It's an excellent river and much improving river all the time, Matt. It's a lot cleaner than it was, of course, 50 years ago, and there's a much bigger head of fish and a lot more different species there now than there ever used to be. Mm. It's also quite accessible in places, and on the lower Thames, where the river is accessible, a lot of it is free fishing. This is where you've got public footpaths running alongside the river, generally downstream of Windsor. And, of course, all of the tidal Thames, but below Teddington Lock, is free fishing, where you've got public access. So there's a lot of fishing opportunities available.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic news. And what is terrific is that even if you live in a city, you will find that you've got decent fishing. The problem is, where do you find it? You can go to your local tackle shop because they'll be very happy to put you in the right direction. But also, don't forget, if you want to find out about the fisheries nearest to where you live, log on to realtime.tv.co.uk/fishing to search from over 3,000 fishing locations in the UK, which we've listed for you. So loads of information there to check out. You will never be far from some fishing, no matter where you live. Talking of which, let's now go and look at one of the key skills in fishing, and that's casting. And to do that, you're going to join me now outside. Well, I'm outside now at the Watermark Fishery. Lovely day, perfect day for fishing, actually. And funnily enough, we've got a few people here we've invited to the fishery today to try fishing for the first time. And one of these is David. Now, David's a guy who's never fished before. My job is to teach him to cast out. Let's just see how David gets on. Casting out is fairly straightforward with a fixed ball rod. What you've got to try and imagine is that you've got a small stone balanced on the tip of the rod. You don't want it to fall off. And your task is to flip it out into the lake as far as it will go. Mm-hmm. That's the basic principle. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine, let me just show you the basic cast. Don't worry too much about the hand positions.
That's
at this stage.
Yeah.
The early part of the cast is actually quite slow and deliberate. You've got the stone balanced on the tip of the rod and you don't want it to fall off. So you carefully bring it over your shoulder,
yeah.
Okay? The final part is a smooth acceleration. You don't have to force it.
Right.
It's basically a flick forward and a release of the line. That's what gets it out there. So doing it in slow motion, it's slowly behind, first part of the cast. You get the rod to about 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then basically you want to flip that stone. So your left hand mm-hmm. will pull and your right hand will push, okay? And it's as simple as that. It's not a big movement. It's not a massive amount of effort. It's really a very, very simple technique. So let's just run you through it.
Right.
First thing to do is to get your hand positioning right.
Okay.
So the right hand now grips around the reel.
Okay.
Is that comfortable position
yep,
for you?
Yep,
some
yep.
people like it between that finger, some people like it forefinger and middle. Right, you've got forefinger and middle. Your thumb's in a nice position. That'll give you a bit mm-hmm. of power. It's right on top of the rod butt. This is the hand that's going to do any winding
right.
you might need to do. So just take up a little bit of line now by winding the handle
right,
forward
right, yeah.
until you've got about a metre of line stop
right.
between the rod tip and the float. That's a good position. Now, in order to cast that float out, you need to release the line on the reel.
Yeah.
This thing's called the bail arm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When it's in this position, it's designed for winding in. It will actually put line onto the reel.
Right.
If you want to take line off the reel, you've got to open it. But if you just open it now, look what happens.
Oh, right.
The float just falls down, okay?
Yeah.
So what you've got to do to stop that happening, but to make your cast, get that bang in position, put this finger, your index finger,
right.
crooked across the line and trap the line against
oh,
the blank
and then
of the rod.
It.
Now open the bail arm.
Yeah.
Lovely. Don't let go of that.
Right.
Don't let go of the line. Left hand down on the butt of the rod.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and comfortable.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do is bring that rod round your right shoulder slowly, yeah. and I want you to stop. That's perfect
yeah.
at 130. Now, remember, you're going to flick a stone. As you flick the stone,
release.
Let go of the line with this finger.
Okay.
Okay, go for it. Pretty good. That was excellent, actually, for your first go. Now, yeah, you're right. You did snatch it a bit. And what also happened is that you let go of the line very late.
Oh,
and
right.
what happens when you do that is the float zips down towards the water
mm-hmm.
really fast. If you let go of the line too early, it tends to go firing up in the air in a huge, great high arc and plop down at your feet if you release it too early. So all of this is technique and timing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
brute force.
Yeah.
But you did very well for your first cast. So crank it back in.
So that's all
yeah, winding up. Forward. Super. And then remember, I want you to stop when you've got about a metre of line between the tip of the rod and the float.
So about there?
A little bit more. That's perfect now.
Cool.
Okay. Now bring this to the top position.
Crook yeah. your around.
Lovely. Line trapped under your finger against the blank. Bail arm open. Yep. Lovely. Right hand up, left hand down. Now remember, right hand's going to push, left hand's going to pull. And lob that stone. Lovely cast. Perfect.
Cool.
Two casts and you've cracked it, my son. I'm worried about my job now.
I'm Barry Hearn. Obviously, with my job, I travel all over the world. I mean, I do all sorts of sporting events and I get a lot of free time while I'm waiting for the events to happen. So I've been very fortunate to be able to choose between the Marlin World Cup in Mauritius and fishing there for many years. You know, fishing off the east coast of Africa, fishing up in Scotland. My favourite, however, is very, very straightforward. 3 years ago, I bought a new house with a smallish lake. And I've spent a lot of time getting the lake ready, putting in siltex to take off the silt, improving the standard of fish. And on my 58th birthday, which was the 19th of June, my best ever present in my whole life was a 22-pound, 4-ounce carp, which has slipped into my lake. Who I hope I'll be seeing from time to time. And without doubt, my best fishing location is the bottom of my garden. Now, our flash is that. That is flash. And I know it's flash, and I'm sure you'll hate me for it. But at the end of the day, I've worked hard, and fishing has added so much to my life that for me to fish virtually every night when I come home from work, whether it's be for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, and whether I catch anything or I don't, and I sit on a rocking chair and I watch my two rods, and that is without doubt my most fabulous location in the whole world.
Hi, my name is Roland Shulton. At the moment, my perfect location for fishing would be on a sunny afternoon on a reasonable-sized pond, no wind, sitting in nature and just watching the float and just relaxing. That would be the ideal day of fishing, I think, or at least a couple of hours, because you don't have to sit always hours and hours on the side of the bank. You can just go for an hour and enjoy the sunset or enjoy the afternoon.
Hello, I'm Phil the Power Taylor. I'm the World Darts Champion. Where I live, it would have been the canals.
Hi, my name's Kieran Cunningham. My perfect fishing location, it's really difficult. I think because of the style of fishing that I do, I'm carp mad. So, I mean, I'd love to travel the world. I'd love to fish in Canada, and you know, because I've watched the programs on the carp fishing in Canada, and it's amazing. And France is amazing for carp fishing. But you know, I think probably around Shropshire area are blessed with some of the best carp waters. So if I could, hopefully one day when I do retire from rugby and I can talk my wife, I don't know how I'm going to go about it, but I'm going to try and talk my wife into moving to Shropshire. So I've got the luxury of all these brilliant waters around me, and I can just, you know, it's not a long drive for me to get there then.
Well, it's back to the action in a minute. Before I do that, don't forget to visit the interactive fishing map at realtimetv.co.uk/fishing to search for the perfect fishing spot in over 3,000 locations in the UK. Check out information for sea, course and game fishing, plus submit your catches so fellow fishermen can say that, yes, it really was that big. OK, it's competition time, and as usual, we've got some great prizes to give away. Top of the pile is a Total Fishing Gear Starter Kit. Now, in this kit, which incidentally was designed by myself, so it's bound to be good, you've got a carbon fibre fishing rod. It also contains a superb fixed spool reel, enough line to fill the reel up, shot, hooks and floats. All you need to add to it to go fishing for the first time is a seat, a landing net and a small thing called a plummet. So it's a really good start to your fishing. And of course, when you go fishing, you need some bait. And thanks to Dynamite Baits, we've got some super bait prizes to give away as well. They're perfect for small commercial still waters. And we've got 10 ground bait and liquid additive packs to give away. Now, to win them, you'll need to log on to the website. On there, you'll find all the terms and conditions of the competition, along with the closing date for the entries. But this is very important. You'll only be able to answer the question by listening to the podcast. So here is your question. I've had two guests with me today, two fishing friends. One of the friends got me started in my professional fishing career. Is his name? Answer A, Stuart Arnold. Answer B, Stuart Smith, or answer C, Stuart Allen. Answer that question correctly and you could win one of those fantastic prizes. Okay, folks, that just about wraps it up. Thanks to both Ed and Stuart for being absolutely brilliant. Thanks too to the Watermark Fishery. This is a fantastic place. And don't forget, of course, to download our next podcast. Today we've covered casting out with a float. Next time, we're going to cover one of the forgotten skills of fishing, but one of the very, very important ones. We're going to be talking about plumbing the depth, so don't forget to download that. And finally, you know, if you can't wait for another fishing fix, then of course you'll find Fishing All The Time on Discovery Real Time. It's the UK's leading broadcaster of fishing TV programmes, and I should know because I've made about 11 series for them now. For those of you who literally can't wait to tune in, you'll find Discovery Real Time on cable and satellite. It's on Sky, NTL, Telewest and Home Choice. And that's about it, folks. Time to go fishing. See ya.